Breathe deeply, breathe well, breathe healthy breath, and enjoy it forever. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. To learn how to breathe is one of the most important things we can do in our life. We have taught ourselves how to not breathe. We've taught ourselves how to hold our breath. We've taught ourselves how to limit our breath. We taught ourselves that when we breathe something that doesn't smell so good, we breathe something that doesn't smell so good. When we breathe something that smells good, we teach ourselves we're breathing something that smells good. Do you know that 99 and 100% of the breaths that we take, we are not even conscious of? We're not even conscious of the fact that the air that we are breathing is the most beautiful oxygenated air that you could ever imagine in your life. The air that we're breathing, no matter where we are, no matter whether we are in a forest fire or whether we are on the ocean or whether we're in the desert or whether we're in our homes or whether wherever we are, the air we breathe is the most beautiful oxygenated air in the world. It has a certain percentage of oxygen in it that always remains constant. And we breathe that in, and we breathe that in, and we breathe that into our body. Now, our body is a device that works on oxygen. Oxygen is the fuel that runs our body. Oxygen is the fuel that runs our lungs. It runs our bloodstream. What is our blood made up of? Made up of oxygen, basically. And what is everything about our body? It's oxygen. Oxygen is the fuel that runs our body and maintains our body and fires our body and allows it to do great things. And you know, what do you do when you're trying to light a fire and it doesn't want to light? You have a campfire, or you have a fire that you're putting in into your fireplace. And you put paper under it, and you put wood there, and you put everything, and it just doesn't want to take. And so you blow on it, you blow on it, you blow on it. And sometimes you have a blower, you know, the what do you call these little things that you push together, and it blows air on the fire itself and makes it go. What's going on there? What's going on there? Well, what's going on there is that you are putting oxygen onto that fire. And that oxygen is causing that fire to burn. That oxygen is causing that little red glow to get brighter and brighter and brighter, and all of a sudden turn into a beautiful glowing fire that warms you and snuggles you and makes you feel just that fire is beautiful and wonderful and good. Well, this is what goes on in our body every moment of our life. We are breathing. And that breath is the breath of life. But it's a breath not only of many things. It is primarily oxygen. And that oxygen is what we'd like to call the fuel. The fuel that operates our body, that makes it run perfectly, that makes it run smoothly and makes it run efficiently. And the oxygen that's in our body works in our bloodstream. It works to function our bloodstreams, both the white and the red corpuscles. We are all filled with oxygen, using oxygen as their functioning device. And every muscle in our body is burning oxygen. Oxygen is throughout our entire system, our entire being. And so it would behoove us to breathe more beneficially. Now, when you are tired, you stop and take a breath. Well, why don't you take a breath while you're doing whatever you're doing instead of waiting until you're tired? You know, our bodies have been trained to breathe in a very surface way. And we breathe just on the tippy tops of our breath. We don't breathe deeply and profoundly into our body. We can. If we'd breathe deeply and profoundly 90% of the time, we would be such a dynamic, powerful being, it'd be hard to describe us. We would be living in such a beautiful body. The imperfections in our body are because we are not getting the oxygen we need in our body to function well. When we begin to breathe deeply, we begin to breathe more profoundly, we find that everything in our body works better. Come on, breathe now, breathe. We tell people to breathe. Why do we tell them to breathe? What goes on when they breathe? When they breathe, their body is functioning like a beautiful motor. It's functioning in its proper way. It's doing what it's designed to do. We could all learn to breathe. And if we learn to breathe, we would develop within us the sensitivity of the ability to use our body in a more beautiful, wonderful, outstanding way. Today, you and I can learn to breathe by just putting the cause in motion and saying, I breathe deeply and well. Now, we breathe through our mouth, and that's okay, but close your mouth and breathe in through your nose. And that goes straight to your lungs. And as you breathe in through your nose, you breathe deeply. And you breathe beautifully. Your nose is designed to filter out things that are not desirable that you might have in the air, bugs or what have you. And so we should really use our nose more profoundly, more completely, more wonderfully as we breathe. So today, put the cause in motion for yourself that you will breathe more profoundly, more beautifully, more deeply, and more efficiently for your body. Just tell yourself today I'm going to take 4 or 5 times, whenever I stop to think about it, and I'm going to breathe deeply through my nose, profoundly through my nose, down into my lungs, down into allowing my diaphragm to be functioning beautifully and wonderfully. Just like the great singers, they sing from their diaphragm. The air goes in through their lungs and in through their body, and they bring it out in the most beautiful tones and the most beautiful expressions. And you and I can do the same thing. And so today, I start doing that in every moment that I live, breathing deeply, knowing that my breath is the breath of life. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Try it. It's a lot of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.